Well, as we've reported, the state-sponsored Welcoming Schools teacher training program has divided the Park City community. A group of parents have sent a cease and desist order to the Park City School District, putting them on notice that unless this training stops and the books and materials are pulled out of the schools, they'll go forward with a lawsuit. On the phone with me, I have Ellen Kahn. She is the Senior Director of Programs and Partnerships with the Human Rights Council, which has put together this teacher training program. Good morning, Ellen. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Leslie.
First, tell us what the mission of the Human Rights Council is.
Well, it is the Human Rights Campaign, to be specific. We are an organization that has been around nearly 40 years, based in Washington, D.C., with operations in many states. We have the division I represent is the HRC Foundation. We are the nonprofit division, and we provide training and education and resources to help all types of institutions and organizations become more inclusive and welcoming of the LGBT community. So that includes schools, child welfare organizations, healthcare organizations, corporations, just looking at all the different approaches to becoming a more kind of inclusive space for the LGBT community, but as well for all folks from all different walks of life.
Yeah.
Welcoming Schools is the program we developed to focus primarily on elementary schools, where given the increasing diversity in schools across the country, both including families headed by LGBTQ parents, as well as students with other LGBTQ family members or their own identities as part of the LGBT community, really helping those early experiences in school become more favorable and more inclusive.
Yeah. So given, though, that your organization can be polarizing, why not just provide the training without attaching your name to it? I think that for many, the campaign's involvement in the training is the reason that they're opposed to it.
Sure. Yes. I think that folks, there's not a lot of information about the real breadth of work that we do at the Human Rights Campaign. You know, a lot of people do know our political work, but we have a lot of programs that are very different in nature, where we're simply helping people understand the experiences of LGBT folks and just what, how we are part of all families, part of all communities, and just helping folks have a deeper understanding of what inclusion looks like. So, we also put a lot of effort and resources into this program, Welcoming Schools. And so, there's no reason for us not to sort of say, hey, this is a program we're really proud of and a program that organizations like the National Education Association and National Association of School Psychologists are, very supportive of and partner on. So we're proud of the incredible program we've developed that is, endorsed by many folks who are professional educators.
Yeah. So have you had a similar reaction in other communities where this program is presented?
We have, yeah. We're sort of surprised that in some more conservative places, we don't see much backlash at all. And sometimes in places like San Francisco, there'll be some parents who are unhappy with this. So there isn't any, it's not always predictable per se. What we have found, Leslie, is that once parents understand the actual content in Welcoming Schools, they tend to understand that this is not we're not bringing content into schools that is not appropriate for the developmental ages and stages of the children. What we're doing is we are working with adults like you and me who are having interactions with children every day so that they can use language and terminology and use stories and lessons that help to cultivate an understanding of all kinds of diversity. While Welcoming Schools is very intentionally LGBT inclusive, it addresses the full breadth of diversity, and it takes on all kinds of bias-based bullying that maybe based on someone being gay or perceived as gay, for example, but also just as emphatically addresses behavior that might be biased based on race, religion, physical ability, or any other number of identities that children have.
Yeah, and I think everybody agrees that, you know, we don't want to see any type of bullying happen. I think what's difficult, though, for parents here is that they believe that this training in particular infringes on their rights to teach their children these notions of, you know, the LGBT affiliations themselves. And that's, I think, what, you know, that it's even though there's training involved, it's not the training that the parents would use themselves. So how do we get beyond that?
Yeah, well, again, I feel like there's a real disconnect between what's actually in the Welcoming Schools materials versus what parents may fear is in the materials. And in fact, I just in terms of kind of my keeping an eye on how the Park City community is responding, it looks like a lot of the opinion pieces that are being published and a lot of the parent voices that I'm seeing in your local papers there are kind of skewing toward supporting inclusion and that Welcoming Schools is, you know, is not something we should fear. And I think that that is, again, once people understand what it is, I mean, there, you know, some kids have LGBTQ parents. Some kids are going to be LGBTQ. We have, you know, children who understand their gender identity at young ages and are transgender. And, you know, parents can, you know, share their beliefs at home about how they feel about the fact that LGBTQ folks exist. But when you go to school every day, you know, you have to be, you have to embrace the full diversity of all the students that are in your classroom. And, you know, those schools include people who are part of the community or who have friends and family members who are part of the community. So, you know, you can't sort of put your head in the sand and not, like, just, you know, address the fact that this is part of our diverse community. You're not saying, you know, that you're not taking a position on what religious beliefs are about LGBT folks, or, you know, you're not, this isn't about, you know, quote unquote endorsing, you know, a particular sexual orientation. It's just helping people navigate from a young age. You know, you can't teach children why it's hurtful to call someone gay when you're mad at them or when you don't like them. Unless you can say, you know, do you know what the word gay means? And is there another word you can use? Because using that as a slur is hurtful to someone. Like, we have to be able to give children the tools they need. And what I find quite fascinating and eye-opening is that when you talk to kids about even the words lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, the kids know these words. They've heard these words. They don't. They're not really struggling so much with, you know, they don't find it controversial. It's the parents, it's the adults, and so the whole point of Welcoming Schools is to help the adults who are, you know, spending the days with our kids in school, help them have better skills and tools, so that if anti-LGBTQ words are used in the classroom, if someone's teased for any reason, but including because it's a boy who's acting feminine or, you know, that sort of thing, that the teachers are just as equipped to address that in a teachable way, a thoughtful way, as they are to address if a child was being targeted because of their race or their size or any other part of their identity.
Yeah. And I guess why would a school use this training as opposed to the others that are out there?
Well, most of the trainings that are out there do not address at all gender stereotyping, do not address at all LGBTQ bias. They are generally kind of generic, kind of a quote-unquote be nice to everyone. I've seen that in my own kids' schools. It doesn't really get into what do we mean by difference and diversity. What is bias based on? How does it show up? So it kind of does a disservice to children if we're not saying to them, you know, not just say if they use a racial slur, like, don't say that. But, like, this is why we don't say that. This is why that word's so hurtful. And I think children deserve a more robust education around what we call social-emotional learning to really learn how their behavior affects other children, to understand in some context why using a certain word or treating someone a certain way is a problem. And so Welcoming Schools is actually one of the only programs that helps teachers and other adults in the school community really build their skills so that they aren't simply saying, that's not nice, but they're saying, wait a minute, let's unpack this a little bit. Let's help children actually understand what that word means, or, you know, why that word is particularly offensive, or help them develop a vocabulary for expressing anger or frustration that doesn't require hurting someone's feelings. And so, and Welcoming Schools really focuses on a much more sort of skills-based approach for educators and other adults in the school, yeah. So that what they teach has meaning, that it actually changes the behavior.
And I know it's certainly not your decision, but do you think that the Human Rights Campaign would get involved if, in fact, a lawsuit was filed on over this issue?
You know, Leslie, the Utah State Department of Education made a decision based on what they understand about Welcoming Schools, what they, as experts, saw as valuable in the program. They invested money and time in being able to provide this professional development. We feel like they are better equipped than anybody to stand by their decision. We don't have any need to be involved in what is a local, issue for a particular school district.
Okay. Ellen, I need to leave it there. I appreciate your time this morning.
Sure. Thanks, Leslie.
Ellen Kahn is the Human Rights Campaign Senior Director of Programs and Partnerships.